Excellent. So, first of all, what is the state of coronavirus in Kingston at the moment, please?
So I'm pleased to say that in Kingston, we've seen our numbers go down during the lockdown, initially quite quickly, and then it slowed a bit. We've had an uptick in our rates about 2 weeks ago. And so we had a rate just above the London average. But I'm pleased to say, again, it's come down again since then. And what we really need to see is it continue to get as low and low as possible.
Do you know what caused that uptick yet?
We couldn't see anything specific. We were concerned to see we had an uptick, particularly in our over people aged over 60, and including those aged over 80. And we have got a high vaccination rate in that population. So we were concerned to see that. We haven't been able to find out any particular reason why. These weren't people that were sick. Some of them were being admitted to hospital, perhaps after a fall or a fracture. And when they were tested, they were found to have COVID. What we know is the vaccine isn't 100% protective, but what it does mean is if people do contract the virus, they're less likely to be ill. So that was encouraging, but we're trying to find out a bit more about those cases to see where those people might have contracted the virus from. We also saw a bit of an uptick in our teenagers, and that was largely due to all the testing we were doing. We did over 33,000 tests of secondary school students and found a small number of positives there. So both those cohorts seem to have a slightly higher rate than they'd certainly had previously.
Is the rising cases in the over 60s continuing? And are you continuing to do that large number of tests in the teenage population?
So I'm pleased to say our rate in over 60s has dropped very quickly as well. So these are only small numbers, and it may just be one of those things where you just happen to have a little bit of a flare up. They've now dropped and are much, much lower. So we had gone from the highest in London, and now we're in the bottom third of boroughs in London. So that's good to see. So we're hoping that was just a one off and we won't see that again. But again, it is down to how everybody lives each day. So, you know, doing their hand washing, wearing their face covering, keeping their distance. Those are all still the things that we need to do to try and prevent the spread of cases. On the school children testing, we've now completed our three tests that students have done in school with support, being taught how to do the lateral flow test. So that's the rapid result test well and effectively. And now they will be doing it at home twice a weekly, usually 3 to 5 days apart. So we've moved from doing it in school now for them to be able to do it at home.
Is there any demographic or perhaps lower area that's showing something interesting? I see that there's been a slight spike in Berrylands at the moment.
Yes, I mean, again, we do have a data meeting every day. We have a data meeting every day where we do look at all of the either situations like schools, care homes, other supported living accommodation, but also on a geographical picture. And so we're always interested to see if we're developing hotspots. We tend to do additional work where we've got sort of flare ups. So with leafleting, when lockdown measures reduce a bit, we will be looking to have a van that will go out to hotspot areas and offer lateral flow testing. So ideally, we can pick up people that are potentially positive for the virus but are not displaying symptoms, so don't know to self-isolate, to try and find any cases. So somewhere like Berrylands, if it continues to have a high rate, we would look to do, you know, this leafleting and offering local testing, because what we want to do is get on top of any flare-up of cases as quickly as possible to break those onward chains of transmission, so the rate will come back down again.
I see this morning a picture has been posted of you on Twitter with a little caption saying you should get tested regularly if you're eligible. What are you doing to make it easier for people to be tested regularly and to encourage them?
So we have 4 community testing sites, big hubs, and we have 4 pharmacies, all of whom are accepting people to do the rapid result lateral flow test. People can go on the council website and book a test at one of the hubs or one of the pharmacies at a time that's convenient for them. We've got early morning slots, so if people want to do it before they go into work, and late evening slots, and we've got slots at the weekend too. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible for people that perhaps have to be out for work at the moment. moment, or gradually as I say, lockdown restrictions ease and so people are out for their exercise and potentially going to be meeting up in small groups, maximum of six outside, that they may want to get tested prior to doing that, because we know it's a virus. Coronavirus is a virus that thrives on contact with other people. So gradually, clearly, as lockdown eases and people are able to have more contact, we want to make sure that's as safe as possible. So the lateral flow result is really helpful to show that, pick up potentially people who are positive and not aware of it. We can then support those people to self-isolate and make sure they're not spreading the virus onto anyone else, and nor are their household members.
What can you tell me about the situation at Kingston Hospital in terms of admissions and intensive care patients?
So what we have seen, as the case rate in the community has dropped gradually with about a 2-week delay, the admissions to hospital have dropped as well. But because usually when people get coronavirus, they start fighting the virus, and it's often at about a week to 8 days that people then potentially become more seriously unwell. And that's potentially when they might need to be admitted to hospital. And sadly, a proportion of those people then having to go onto a ventilator and into an ICU bed. So when we see the case rate drop in the community, it takes again about 2 weeks to see the cases in the hospital having fewer admissions. So I'm pleased to say, as we have seen our rates drop in Southwest London, we have seen fewer admissions to Kingston Hospital. They are continuing to decrease, and the number of patients in ITU and on a ventilator have also decreased. They're not down to levels, so pre-COVID levels clearly, but they are tracking down, coming down and relieving that pressure on the NHS. But clearly, if our case rate goes back up again, then again, in about 2 weeks, we would likely see our case rates go up at the hospital and admission rates go up. And again, that's where vaccination is so crucial. So asking people to, when it's their turn, when it's their, they are eligible for the vaccine, to please take it up, because if you're vaccinated, you're much less likely to get seriously ill. You're much less likely to have to be admitted to hospital if you were still to contract the virus.
And Boris Johnson has given warnings about this alleged next wave that's coming across Europe and may come to England. What are you doing to prepare for this?
Again, this is not an inevitability. It is down to everybody's actions. So the prevention messages, the regular hand washing, wearing face masks, maintaining a social distance will be really important to try and stop those onward chains of transmission of the virus. Again, vaccination, an absolutely vital tool to help prevent having high numbers of vaccines in the community. And so we're absolutely asking people to maintain those prevention messages and take up the vaccine. Clearly, we are planning, looking at our workforce, trying to make sure if there was another wave that we would be ready for that. We've learned a lot from the previous waves. We know we've got more medical solutions as well, more drugs we can use, for example. But really what we'd like to see is very low case numbers so that we don't have another wave. So trying to get people, encouraging people to stick with those prevention messages. We know that ventilation is important. So, being outside, having a window open if you're at home, so that levels of virus are going to be lower in the air that people are breathing in. All of those things will help and try and make sure it's not an inevitability that we have a future wave.